Are we live? We're going live. We are going live, beautiful people. Friday afternoon. It's January. It's 2020. We're doing big things with Miss Sam. And there she is right there. She's waving. She wants some love. Boom. Let's go. Waiting for Doing Life with Sam to join. And there she is.
Hello.
Mama, how you doing?
Busy, busy. Sorry, no pretty background today. Literally in a parking lot, stuffing my face.
You're a hustler, man. You know what? This is real life. And I just appreciate the fact that you're here. Tell us what's going on. You're in the middle of what? Slamming down some floor? Or what are you doing?
Today I'm hanging... basically on the roof, like working. So, or what will be eventually be the roof. So, we didn't get stuff done as quickly this morning as we were supposed to. So, they're like, we're delaying lunch. So, I was like, yo, we gotta like push it back an hour. So,
that's okay. Hey,
that's cool though.
C'est la vie. I was wondering if this week, if you were cool with chatting about the continued, hoops we are all jumping through as entrepreneurs, as in humans in life right now. Because I think the direction you and I are starting to go in as well is not just motivating people fit physically, mentally, and spiritually, but on this entrepreneurial path. So
for sure,
there's some stuff that's happened up here that we'll talk about. And I know there's some stuff that's happened down there, and you've had to pivot and we're having to pivot. So for those who are, you know, wanting to get into this entrepreneurial journey, let's just share with them the real shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
for sure.
It's not always pretty. It's not always fun. And we have to figure it out. So, yeah.
I think, well, so right now they just like, our cases have like almost, I mean, we went from like before tourists are coming, we had like 2 or 3 cases a day. We now have like 60, 65 a day. So,
okay.
Those are jumping. And then the word on the street is they're about to shut the island down again starting today.
What?
So, yeah.
Oh my
God. As of
God.
Right now, they just, like, put limits on groups. No groups of larger than 5. So that kind of, like, that was piled to my beach workout for now. I was like, I'm not risking cops. I just don't want to be on the radar to where the people come back late. Like, well, this is the beach for now. but, yeah, the word on the street is about the island again. So.
Wow.
Yeah, but you just have to look at like the upside of that.
Yeah, no, and this is it. Like, we could look at it like doom and gloom. Nope, yep, we're shutting it down. So be it. But that's just not how it's going to be. Like, for certain people, and we, you know, part of my heart wants to get that fire into other people. Like, it's not time to give up. There are going to be tons of opportunities, and it's just, we just got to switch this little guy up here to see the opportunity, which is not what we're used to, correct?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. That's, and especially I feel like we're, everyone, everywhere is just like, it's just like thing after thing after thing. And they're like, people are just like, they don't even know what to do at this point.
No.
They're like, what?
Oh, man.
No,
like,
hope. Anytime there is hope, it gets like smacked in your face. So,
yeah.
But just, yeah, turning tables and like, okay, cool. Well, I don't get to do my beach workout now, but that gives me that much more time to work on my website or what have you. So
exactly. So
it's
can we go,
changing your mindset.
Totally. So let's go a little deeper into that. So, okay, you decide this new role comes in because you could probably still have you and 2 or 3 others, but you decided not.
Right.
It's not where my time needs to be focused right now. So how did you, okay, let's pivot. So what's the next? And then I'll kind of give you kind of how Shane and I are, pivoting on that as well.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, pretty much I then know because I have my schedule throughout, like, it's so by the hour. Like, I go from this job to this job, or I do this for this long. So I was like, okay, so that gives me, like, an hour and a half free. I still wake up at the same time in the morning, and I'm just on my laptop at home instead of being out coaching a class. So that's also that much more time instead of creating whatever workout program we're going to do. That gives
True.
Me that much more time to be editing videos or what have you. So it's still just using your time as wisely as you can, even though things are changing every single day. So
amen. No, that's part of being an entrepreneur. And that's what, you know, like Shane and I get hit quite a bit with, hey, you know, how do you do this and how do you do that? And it's like, guess what? You're going to put on a lot of hats, get used to a lot of rejection, and get used to a lot of What's the word I'm looking for? Roadblocks. Thank you. We're on the sink there, baby. Roadblocks that you're going to have to figure it out. So, for example, up here, I'll get into the Raven side of it. Up here, Shane and I really want to get back into getting into gyms, going to stores, getting into these stores. Now, they shut us down for another 2 weeks in our province for what's going on. And then they're going to reassess in 2 weeks and we'll see. So Shane and I are like, okay, we're going to have to pull back from that. And we're going to have to go harder now in kind of doing what you're doing. We're creating a lot more what we call the new 2021 version of commercials or paid advertising online. So we're putting all our folks into that because that's what's available to us right now. So let's roll, right? Like that's where it has to be and how it has to be. So I guess as entrepreneurs, we're just learning to roll with the punches, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, getting down or being like upset about whatever is like, that's nothing but wasted energy. And we, as entrepreneurs starting anything, you have zero time for that. So it's literally like, okay, switch, this isn't happening. What can we do that's going to be most productive at this point?
I love what you just said there about the wasted energy. And in that wasted energy, we miss the opportunities that are there. And as well, if we're in that funk, that negativity, and I'll go back into our workouts and our diets and our, you know, you getting the sun, me having to take vitamin D, but you know, our creativity slides. And without creativity, there is no hope in hell for us to put out our fire to the world. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So that's the one thing out of this talk I want to get across to anybody who hears this live or who is hearing this, you know, in the future. Dude, without creativity, if we're in that negative slump, there is no possibility. There's no spark for that next $1 billion idea.
Absolutely.
Give me your funk on that.
And I don't think, it doesn't even have to be like your next $1 billion idea, maybe, because there's not everybody's an entrepreneur. But if you're mentally not in a good state whatsoever, everything caves. Even if you're exercising or what have you, all your goals just went out the window. You can still be put in the work and good on you, but your goals will come so much better if you're in like a clear mindset. So it's also just training your mind to make the best of everything. Like, yeah, this might suck and you're like, damn, but you're like, all right, pop up, like jump right back on my feet. What can we do next? So
facts,
really just making the best of everything.
And I liked how you said that because you're right. Not everybody's an entrepreneur. Not everybody's trying to start a business. But I think everybody is looking for happiness and to be in a good position. So well said on that one. And I think that's as far as I want to take that. If you got something else to add, let's rock and roll.
Wait a sec.
I want to shout out everybody that's I'm still learning how to do all this. You know, I see Gabrielle, I see Nicole, I see all these people joining. They're shouting out the hat, they're shouting out the
beanie.
The beanie, baby. You guys don't know nothing about beanies down in Maui, but up here we do. I just love everybody, and I love you. I love you for putting a smile on my face, girl, and I hope I'm putting a smile on your face.
Right,
I love it. And I hope they don't close down Maui. I hope we can come down there, give each other hugs and love.
I know. Someday soon.
But until then, virtually, we're gonna keep representing for this human race, baby. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm gonna let you get.
Everybody, keep your head up.
Amen. I'm gonna let you get back to eating. I know you got hustling and work to do, so I will see you next Friday.
Stay warm. See you soon.
Thank you. Ciao, Bella. Bye bye.